was one of those summer days we have in the forest. Sunlight filtering through the leaves. The smell of wild flowers drifting in on a cool breeze. Birds singing, bees buzzing. God, I hate days like that. When it rains, you can blame your mood on the weather. In the winter, you can grab a bottle of booze and find some hidey hole to hibernate in for a month or two. But summer, you just gotta face the day. My name's Chardé. I'm a private investigator. I don't get many clients. Don't know if that's more because I'm a woman or a squirrel.
The Bleak End of the Woods by Scott Augustson.
Afternoon, Chardé.
Well, if it ain't Joe Possum. What are you doing coming round here?
I need a reason to come look at your bushy tail.
You flirting with me, Joe?
If I thought it would do any good.
We gave that a shot a while back, remember? You, me, the mulberry bush, shot spotted Jack Daniels. Not a big success.
No, but certainly one of my favorite failures. However, I'm here on business. I would like to engage your services.
Piss up a rope.
I'm dead serious. Somebody's missing.
Why don't you call the cops?
Cops and me don't exactly do-si-do lately.
What else is new? You were in trouble before you climbed out of your mama's pouch. So, who's missing?
Clementine.
Clementine? Good. Let that old windbag stay missing.
Chardé!
She'll turn up like the bad penny she is. You sure worry a lot for a possum.
Char, I went to look for her. She wasn't home.
Wait. Wasn't home?
Was not home.
That doesn't make any sense. She's a turtle. She's always home.
I found her shell empty.
Sweet motherfucking mother of God Almighty. How long can a turtle live outside her shell?
10-12 hours tops.
Let's roll.
Come on. She was last seen in the meadow.
The meadow. Look at it. I haven't been here in years. Not since we were kids playing cops and robbers.
As I recall, you was always the robber and me the cop. Funny now.
I am not a cop.
We had fun, didn't we?
Hey, that rock. That's where we became blood brother and sister. We were Apaches that spring. Yeah.
Later, we used to bum cigarettes off that blind porcupine.
Carruthers.
Yeah. Oh, prickly Carruthers.
Remember that grass fire that we... Look out!
Oh, no! Gee, play dead! What the hell is that?
A hoof or an antler!
Oh, look! It's Alfie the moose! But gee, he's hopped up on something.
Alfie! Chill the fuck out!
Pills! Pills! Took the pills! Should not have taken the pills, but I took them! Didn't I? Pills! Took all of them! Every last one! Thought they were downers! Weren't downers! No! Not downers! Uppers they were!
What pills, Alfie?
I found them in this!
That's Clementine's pill case!
Found them, took them!
Say, what's a turtle want with speed?
Where did you find this?
Took the pills, yeah. Oh, yeah. Stream, by the stream. There they were, by the stream. Gotta go. Can't stand still. Love you, bye.
Stream! Hey, Joe.
Yeah, Chardé.
What's Clementine to you? Why do you care so much?
A little while back, I had a bout of hepatitis. Clem's the only one who came by. She took care of me.
You had hep?
Yeah. Laid up for months with it.
I didn't know. Why didn't you call?
Well, things were, you know, kind of weird between you and me for a while.
Well, not so weird. I wouldn't have given an old friend a hand.
I guess I didn't know that for sure.
Well, now you know, Joe.
The stream.
Yeah. Huh. Wish I knew what we were looking for.
Well, my squirrel friend, you're the detective. Sniff out a clue or two.
Joe Possum, I have sorely missed your smart-ass ways. After we find Clem, let's not let so much time... Hey, check it out! That's gold!
Hey, I know that. It's...
What the... The fucking crow.
That is Clementine.
You sure?
It's her wedding ring.
She was married?
Yeah, widowed. Her husband didn't make it back from Nam.
Hand over the ring, bird.
Mine! That old snapper stole it to me.
Box!
What? What?
Clem was a box turtle, not a snapper.
Whatever. She sold it to me last Thursday. Said she needed the money.
Clem had money. She was on disability.
Said she needed the money quick, like, couldn't wait. Said she was scared.
Give me that ring, Sandy.
Go jump in a lake, Soupy.
Soupy! I hate that word. Like I'm not really a mammal. Like it takes a placenta to be... Oh, shut up, Joe! Shut up!
Root beer schnapps.
What?
Remember back in high school? A couple of weeks before graduation, we sat right here drinking root beer schnapps out of Dixie Riddle cups.
Yeah, those riddles certainly were puzzlers, weren't they?
That they were.
Yeah, we sat right there, getting a buzz, talking about the future.
Except you didn't graduate.
Then you never made it to that city.
Couldn't. My mom needed me.
Your sister could have taken her in.
But she didn't.
Yeah, Char, I don't think your mom really needed you as much as you say.
Joe, you don't get it. It broke my mother when that lightning hit the old hollow tree and she lost all her nuts. Just broke her.
There's plenty of nuts in the forest. She could have got more.
Joe, she had 6 or 7 pounds of nuts. And not just acorns, she had walnuts and cashews. She had a lot of nuts. She was gonna give some to her grandkids. You don't get it. You didn't have to hear her crying in the night. You didn't see her filling her cheeks with sand, pretending it was nuts. Trash, water rats, newts, jackrabbits. She brought home an old skunk once.
Shasha, this is your new daddy. Yeah. He's fancy. He's wearing a tuxedo.
Daughter, you sure it's not your sister?
Sorry, Sardé.
I shouldn't be taking this out on you.
Hey. Do you smell that?
Perfume of some kind. What is that? White shoulders?
That's what Clementine always wore.
How could she afford that on SSI?
Knock off white shoulders.
It's coming from this way. Look! It's a scarf. Clementine's scarf. Here's turtle tracks and... Oh, Latin! Oh, God, a bit of shelling!
Oh,
Something's not right. This is all too neat. It's like we were led here.
Oh, squirrel friend. I am so sorry. So very sorry.
What?
It's so sad, I'll tell him. It's... I'll choke up a little bit at this pointless story. Take a deep breath and go on. She saw Clementine on the other side of the road. It didn't seem so far. Just a hop over the double yellow. She never saw the Ford Taurus.
Joe, they'll ask why you didn't bring the body back.
I'll just lower my beady eyes to the ground and tell them they didn't really want to see. Better to remember you as you were. Forever frisky.
Why, Joe?
You can't understand. Just can't. What it means to be a possum. It's the curse of being an omnivore. Because omnivore really does mean omni. It's not about what I want to do. It's about what I need to do. I'm a soup.
Can I say one thing before you chew out my neck?
Yeah. Sure, baby.
Time spent with you were some of the best of my life. You showed me what living was. Being with you, even just talking shit about tomorrow that would never come, that was living. It was always like you were my other half. The hours we shared were too short. I've always loved you so much. But all that time, in the back of my mind, I kept telling myself, reminding myself, he's a marsupial. A poucher. And pouchers can't be trusted.
You should have listened to yourself.
I did, Joe. Took my own advice. And please know, baby, this is the hardest thing I've ever done. Yeah.
I'm dying. Kiss me.
Joe, I'm not stupid.
Then kiss me when I'm dead. Promise me that.
That I can do.
But Sergey, baby, make sure I'm really dead, not just playing.
You'll be dead, Joe. I'll make damn sure.
Will you make sure the other possums don't eat me?
Joe, I'm just a squirrel.
Oh, no, Sardae. You were never just a squirrel. Peaceful here by the river.
Yeah, it is peaceful in its own kind of way.
This episode of Sandbox Radio was sponsored in part by the Sandbox Artist Collective and a grant from 4Culture. It was recorded on July 23, 2012 at West of Lennon in Seattle, Washington. Sandbox Radio is made possible by the generous financial contributions of listeners like you. To make a donation or to access our podcast archive, visit us online at thesandboxac.org.